It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now, here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
Welcome to the Good Old Gospel Song radio broadcast. A musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. Here we go. Another year begins. This year, we step into a new decade, and it was 20 years ago that the Good Old Gospel Song broadcast started. We had just crossed into the new millennium and wanted to have some evening programs for the longer broadcast months of April through September. It is hard to believe we have been meeting here for 20 years of Good Old Gospel Song broadcast as we ended the year 2019. Year 21 starts in the year 2020, and we continue. However, in this Good Old Gospel Song broadcast, we're going to look back to the earlier episodes. And there's no better place to start than way back at the beginning. By way of recording, we're going to go back to the turn of the millennium and listen to the introduction to one of the very first Good Old Gospel Song broadcasts played, and the first song, Listen to the Hammer Ring.
And you've got a good old gospel song.
Welcome to the program. So glad that you tuned in. For the next few minutes, we'll listen to some songs of the cross. Gospel music and hymns have many themes, but in the top five would be the themes of the cross, the blood, the resurrection, heaven, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let's start out with an unusual song. It's entitled, Listen to the Hammer Ring. The songwriter says to listen and rejoice because every blow was taken willingly and was planned by God. And our salvation was planned in eternity past. And in the present, the Lord Jesus Christ shed blood, and his death on Calvary, and his burial, and his resurrection is all what we call the gospel, the good news of our salvation. And if you don't know that good news, you can know it. You can know it today. Listen carefully to the song, Listen to the Hammer Ring.
Between two thieves, one either side, the Lord of life was crucified. Men marveled at that sight so rare, and sitting down they watched him there. And ever since that bloodstained day, the eyes of men have turned that way, and owned that life itself were lost but for the glory of that old rugged cross.
Listen to the hammer as it rings on Calvary. The spikes that held him captive liberated me. Now you may think I'm callous by the joy you see in me, but every blow was planned by God and taken willingly.
Listen to the hammer ring and rejoice. Listen to the hammer ring and praise Jesus. Listen to the hammer ring
He's taken everything that was against us and nailed it to His cross.
The precious hands of Jesus that healed the sick and lame. His touch was so tender, now His hands are maimed. And those feet that traveled over rough and rocky roads now are bloodied by the nails that my Jesus chose.
Listen to the hammering and rejoice. Listen to the hammering and praise Jesus. Listen to the hammering, for He's taken everything that was against us and nailed it through His cross. Listen to the hammering and rejoice.
I'll never cease.
Listen to the hammering and praise Jesus.
And thank You for the
mercy. Listen to the hammering, for He's taken everything that was against us and nailed it to His cross. Listen to the hammering and rejoice.
Glory, hallelujah.
Listen to the hammering and praise Jesus.
Let's praise the name of the Lord.
Listen to the hammering, for He's taken everything that was against us and nailed it to His cross. Listen to the hammering.
Listen to the hammering.
Listen to the hammering and rejoice.
Let's go back to the year 2001 from a good old gospel song broadcast, where we were dealing with songs that had to do with heaven. And this is a wonderful song that we sing in a Redback hymn book. Won't it be wonderful there?
When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? Ended the troubles and cares of the story land, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful there?
Walking and talking with Christ the supernal one, won't it be wonderful there? Raising, adoring the matchless eternal one, won't it be wonderful there?
There where the tempest will never be sweeping us, won't it be wonderful there? Sure that forever the Lord will be keeping us, won't it be wonderful there?
Wonderful there, having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with harp bells all ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there, having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with harp bells all ringing, oh,
September of 2001, we were shocked by the attack on America when terrorists flew planes into the Pentagon and the World Trade Center towers. A third plane was downed by the passengers before it could reach its destination. Well, in September, near the 11th, in the year 2002, I did a good old gospel song broadcast live from the Western North Carolina State Fair. It was a look back to the year before as we remembered the horrible images of the day. I had been waiting very impatiently for a recording to come out where they had gone in with the homecoming singers and sang at Carnegie Hall in 2002 in remembrance of 2001 and September the 11th. One of the songs that we played in that broadcast, we're going to replay here, is called A Few Good Men. And it was performed live at that Carnegie Hall there in 2002. Now, in the middle of the song, you'll hear clapping and cheering. At that time, a group of firefighters has come out onto the stage. Here it is.
What this dying world could use is a willing man of God who dares to go against the grain and works without applause. A man who raised that shield of faith, protecting what is pure, whose love is tough and gentle, a man whose word is sure. God doesn't need an orator who knows just what to say. He doesn't need authorities to reason him away. He doesn't need an army to guarantee a win. He just needs a few good men.
Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Men who face eternity and aren't afraid to die. Men who fight for freedom and honor.
The broken derelict whose life has been renewed. He calls the one who has the strength to stand up for the truth.
Enlistment lines are open and he wants you to come in. He just needs a few good men.
And since we're in the realm of the patriotic, here is the beginning of the very first July 4th special good old gospel song ever recorded back in the year 2000. It started like this. Now head to the year 2005, where the theme for one of the broadcasts was children's songs. I love children's songs, and there's no question I love unique songs, and Ron Hamilton with his Patch the Pirate series has written some classic unique songs. Here's two of them back to back from that episode: Pigs Don't Live in Houses and Hippo Critter.
Oink, oink.
Pigs don't live in houses.
oink, 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 oink. The preacher came to dinner. I climbed up on his knee. I hadn't used a bar of soap since 1963. I hadn't used my toothbrush in 3 weeks and a year. The preacher pulled me closer and whispered in my ear.
To the year 2007, listening to songs that are classic songs. This is one of the classic songs we played back in that broadcast in 2007. Is that wedding music that I hear?
Leave me alone.
I need.
And from several other good old gospel song broadcast programs, here are three more classic songs that we played in episodes called Classic Songs of the Faith. From the past, who can forget the timelessness of When He Reached Down His Hand for Me, or the sweetness of Squire Parsons' Beulah Land, or the thankfulness that we have for The Lighthouse. Here are those three songs back to back.
Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, I was wretched and as vile as could be. But my Savior in love gave me peace from above when He reached down His hand for me. How my heart does rejoice when I hear His sweet voice. In the tempest, to Him I then flee, there to lean on His arm, safe, secure from all harm, since He reached down His hand for me.
When the Savior reached down for me,
He had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or His Son.
Time won't matter anymore.
As long as we're talking about unique, timeless, and classic songs, here's one that was kind of comical but became number one for quite a while, and one that really we ought to think about because we do tend to give excuses. Here's that famous song, Excuses. Excuses, why you'll hear them every day.
Hey. excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
In the summer it's too hot, and in the winter it's too cold. In the springtime, when the weather's just right, you find someplace else to go. Well, it's up to the mountains or down to the beach or to visit some old friend, or just to stay home and kind of relax and hope some of the kin folks will start dropping in. Well, the church benches are too hard, and that choir sings way too loud. Boy, you know how nervous you get when you're sitting in a great big crowd. The doctor told you now you better watch them crowd. They'll set you back. But you go to that old ball game because you say it helps you to relax. Well, a headache Sunday morning and a backache Sunday night. But by work time Monday morning, you're feeling quite all right. While one of the children has a cold, pneumonia do you suppose?
Why, the whole family had to stay home
just to blow that poor kid's nose.
Excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
Well, the preacher, he's too young, and maybe he's too old. The sermons, they're not hard enough, and maybe they're too bold. His voice is much too quiet, like sometimes it gets too loud. He needs to have more dignity, or else he's way too proud. Well, the sermons, they're too long, and maybe they're too short. He ought to preach the word with dignity instead of stomp and snort. Well, that preacher we've got must be the world's most stuck-up man. Well, one of the ladies told me the other day,
well, he didn't even shake my hand.
Excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
Sermons, they're too long. Maybe they're too short. They ought to preach the word with dignity instead of stomp and snort. Well, that preacher we've got must be the world's most stuck-up man. Well, one of the ladies told me the other day,
well, he didn't even shake my hand.
Excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. Now the devil, he'll supply them if from church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses.
Yeah! We all have them, don't we?
It is now time for our story behind the song. Tell you what, let's go back to one of the first stories behind the song in the very early part of the year 2000. Here I am back then introducing this Dottie Rambo song.
And it's time now for our story behind the song. And since we've been using the cross as the theme today, let's take a song that was written about the cross and find out what prompted the writing of the song. This particular song comes out of a scripture verse. And we'll read that scripture verse in just a moment. The writer of the song is Dottie Rambo, and she had, of course, written many, many songs. But during a time when they were going through a rough time in their marriage, they were doing a lot of concerts, traveling and things. And as I remember the story, they were going to be traveling to a foreign country. And I can't get the country to come back to my mind right now. It will in a minute. But as they were going to be going to this concert, which I believe was in Holland, as my mind comes back, they got off the plane and the folks met them and were going to take them to where they were going to stay. And along the way, as they were going to their hotel, they were informed that they were there to sing, but not to sing about the cross. And according to the story, Dottie Rambo said to the person who said that to her, "You mean we're not allowed to sing about the cross to Christian people?" And he said, "No, they consider it gory. They don't want to hear about the blood or the cross." Dottie Rambo said she looked at the man and said, "I'm old enough to be your mother. And so if you won't tell them you told me this, then I'll pretend I don't know it, because I will be singing about the cross, and I will be singing about the blood of Jesus Christ." And they did sing. They sang songs like "He Looked Beyond My Fault and Saw My Need." And she said people were crying and all over the audience, including the one who said they couldn't sing about the cross, and the Lord really moved. But that night, back at the little hotel, as they were trying to sleep, she lay there in the dark but couldn't sleep. As she began to cry, she said, "Lord, I apologize that we are so dumb we don't understand and don't want to hear about the blood of Christ, His cross and His grace." And she said as she laid there, the Lord gave her these words, "I boast not of works, nor tell of good deeds, for naught have I done to merit His grace. I will glory in the cross." Galatians chapter 6. "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified, unto me, and I unto the world."
I will glory. I will glory. I will glory in the cross.
I boast not of words, nor tell of good deeds, for not have I done to merit His grace. All glory and praise shall rest upon Him, so willing to die in my place. My trophies and crowns, my robe stained with sin, was all that I had to lay at His feet. So unworthy to eat from the table of life, till His love made provision for me.
Glory in the cross, lest His suffering all be in vain. I will weep no more for the cross that He bore. I will glory.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of